Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you in collaboration with Eucerin. Hello, hi, and welcome to a beauty special with Eucerin's medical manager, Dylan Griffiths. This is the second episode in a 3-part beauty series with Eucerin, discussing the skincare concerns of dry skin, hyperpigmentation, and in this second episode, aging skin. Now, Eucerin has some really incredible insight into these skin concerns and has created products to tackle them specifically. And let's not forget, Eucerin was launched more than a century ago, has been leading innovation in the science of skincare, and is one of the world's most trusted dermocosmetic brands and recommended by dermatologists and pharmacists to keep skin healthy. Because of the research and testing that goes into Eucerin's products, Dylan is a great resource for not only treating these skin concerns, but also understanding them. So in this episode, we're going to be talking aging, and more specifically, hyaluronic acid, and why it's so helpful and efficient in topical skincare. Dylan also explains why not all hyaluronic acid is created equal, and why it does a lot more than you may originally think. In this episode, Dylan explains how hyaluronic acid works within the skin, why the molecular weight is important, and the difference between short and long chain hyaluronic acids, and how to incorporate hyaluronic acid into any skincare regime for optimum results. All the links to everything discussed can be found in the show notes, but without any further ado, please welcome back Eucerin's medical manager, Dylan Griffiths, on this beauty special of The Emma Gunn Show. Dylan. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you very much. Very well, thank you. All good. Enjoying the weather.
Well, this is good to know. Now, we're talking about aging, anti-aging. How do you like to say it?
Aging, because for me, aging is a natural process, and it's not something that you should stop, but it's something that you should adapt to how you feel comfortable with. So I just class it as aging.
Yes. Okay. Because, yes. That's a nice way of putting it. I like that. I shall be stealing that immediately. So we're talking about aging, and we're talking about how hyaluronic acid can be a real hero. And I think I've had many people on this podcast before talk about lots of different topical ingredients and actives. And I guess hyaluronic acid has been around for such a long time now, or I feel like we sort of feel very comfortable with it. But actually, what we're going to do and what you're going to explain is why it is such a powerful ingredient in anti-aging.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. And it's one of all of us as skin intellectuals. It's something we all know. And I think even if you're not an expert in skincare or a lover of skincare, you will have heard the term hyaluronic acid on TV in adverts. And it's something that I think most of us have a love affair with or use within our regime. From my perspective, it's something when we talk to dermatologists, it's seen as a kind of a gold standard active ingredient, especially when you talk about around aging. And it's a wonder product to me. I call it a genius product, because it can do so much, and it does so much from something so small. You know, we talk about how it's a moisture magnet, how it helps hydrate, how it helps plump up wrinkles. I think a lot of people that listen to your blogs will have heard that we talk about 1 gram of HA can absorb 6 liters of water. It's the line that's always mentioned when somebody says HA. And that's clever in itself. But then the reason I call it a genius or an intelligent active is that it actually regulates water in a cell as well. So it prevents it from drowning from this huge influx of hydration. So I just think it's such a little clever thing, and it does some amazing things to the skin apart from just hydration and aging.
Yeah, I mean, what did you say? Did you say 1 gram is 6 liters? That's incredible. Yeah. I always hear the holds 1,000 times its own weight in water.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw a different one in.
No, I appreciate that because it impressed me. Now, when it comes to reducing wrinkles, does it really do that, or does it need the support of active ingredients in order to do that?
Yeah, I guess it's around the term reducing. Mm. So it's not going to erase a wrinkle. To be honest, not much in topical skincare will erase a wrinkle. But what it does, it visibly helps to reduce the signs of the wrinkle. So it's all about just supporting your skin and reducing the appearance.
And how does it manage that? Because basically, when I think of hyaluronic acid, I just do think of plumping. So whenever anyone says to me about, well, how does it affect my wrinkles? I just say, well, it plumps it so that it looks shallower. Is that kind of the non-scientific way of saying it?
Yeah, kind of. It's true. So the analogy I use a lot is a balloon. So you have to bear with me on this one. So imagine a kind of dehydrated skin cell with very little hyaluronic acid in there, or moisture content. It's going to be very flat. It's going to be a deflated balloon. So if you add something like hyaluronic acid, which is a humectant, it absorbs moisture from the environment. That then builds up moisture within the cell. It plumps it up. So think of a balloon inflating. And if you have that balloon underneath your skin inflated, it helps push out the wrinkles. So it's basically like scaffolding underneath your skin. It's the easiest way to place it.
Balloons and scaffolding. Yes. There we go. That's what I'll think of when I think of hyaluronic acid. Now, I always think of it as being very simple because I do think it holds a lot of water, it draws water in, and I feel that's quite a simple thing to be able to understand. But not all hyaluronic acid is created equally, is it? So there are multi-molecular weights, there are different sizes. So there's long chain and short chain. Mm-hmm. So would you mind educating me and my most excellent listeners on what that means and whether one hyaluronic acid is the same as another hyaluronic acid or how it all fits together?
Okay, no problem. So I'll start with that there is actually two forms when we discuss. So there's the umbrella term of hyaluronic acid, but then you actually have true hyaluronic acid, which is a sugar, or you have sodium hyaluronate, which is the inky ingredient, which is a salt. So generally in topical skincare, it's the sodium hyaluronate that's used. So because it's a salt, it penetrates the skin far better. Then you have what we call the sugar, which is hyaluronic acid. That's the one that's naturally found in your body. But because it's a very long chain sugar, it's very difficult to actually be absorbed by the skin. So there's the first stage. So I'm going to then talk more about the sodium hyaluronate side.
So that's the sugar.
That's the salt.
No, the salt.
That's the salt,
See,
yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily think that something that attracts water would be... Oh, no, it is because of water retention. Okay, yeah. Now I've got it. Right, go on.
Okay, ting. For me, it's always the sugar salt thing. It's very interesting. But so there's a lot of people then worry that they're not actually, when we say we use a sodium hyaluronate, they're not actually using hyaluronic acid. That's not quite true. We do use a synthetic form of hyaluronic acid, but as we say, it's as a salt, it's easier to penetrate the skin. The next thing, obviously, as you said, it's not a one size fits all molecule, hyaluronic acid. There are multiple sizes, or what we also know as weights, and they have therefore different functions or different reasons to be in a product. So you have what's known as long chain, or also known as high molecular weight. Long chain and high molecular weight basically mean it's a big fat molecule. So it's a big heavy blob of HA. So I can talk, we use one within our products. It's around 2,000 kilodalton in size. And because it's a long chain, a high molecular weight, that sits on the top of your skin and creates kind of a moisturizing film. Sometimes you can notice you can get a little tightening feeling from it. It helps to moisturize and hydrate the top layer of the epidermis.
Because and does that stop moisture evaporating from your skin?
No, I guess, well, yes and no. I guess with that, then we have to then go all the way to serums and creams.
Right.
You'll need obviously always something to then hold that moisture in,
okay,
and lock it in. So with long chain, it's too big to penetrate the skin cells, basically. So if you see a product that only is called high molecular or long chain, it's purely a moisturizing hydrator. Okay. Then you go through to things called medium weight or medium molecular weight, medium molecular weight. They again can go slightly deeper, but are still moisturizers, hydrators. Then you go even further down to what is more known as low molecular weight and or short chain. They are very small. So within our assortment, we use one with a size of 52 kilodalton, 40 times smaller than the large molecule. So that is small enough to penetrate through the cells to go into the dermis and provide that balloon plumping effect from deep within. So you hear a lot about multi-molecular, different molecular weights. Mm. It's all about the size of the molecule and how it interacts with the skin.
Okay. And can hyaluronic acid be just as efficient in a cream as it is in a serum? Because when I think of hyaluronic acid, I immediately think of a serum.
Mm-hmm. So to be really effective, I'd say you need both. So we were just talking then about whether does it dehydrate the skin. So with a serum, it's obviously going to be a lighter formulation, but it's generally going to have a higher concentration of an active ingredient within there. So a serum you should use after cleansing. It's a light formulation, therefore it's a perfect time for it to penetrate the skin. And if it has a high concentration of HA, and HA absorbs, it's hygroscopic, it absorbs moisture from the environment. But if you apply a serum, there is the potential that the HA will also draw moisture from within the skin as well. And it could therefore dry out the skin or dehydrate the skin. So really, if you're going to use a serum with HA in it, I would follow it up and layer it with a moisturizer. So either a HA moisturizer, depending on your regime, but have something that will kind of lock in the moisture and provide the additional moisture to that HA. So it's not pulling the moisture from your skin, it's pulling the moisture from the environment and the cream.
Ah, okay. So it's a nice method of really making sure that the skin stays hydrated.
Yeah, and giving the HA what it needs. And if you're not using serums, then really you're missing out on opportunity in your skincare regime. I'm a big fan of using serums. It's a nice, light way of adding an additional active ingredient into your routine and adding an additional kick. So I know when we talk about look at our data with our anti-age products. If you compared skin that used just a HA day cream versus skin that used HA serum as well as a HA day cream, after 4 weeks, you see a double increase in the reduction of the signs of the wrinkles by using a serum and cream because you're providing an additional powerful kick of an active ingredient.
Is that because obviously the Eucerin have the range? Is that the Hyaluron filler.
Yep. So you got the Hyaluron filler. Also, we call it internally the silver range. So you got the Hyaluron filler, and that has multiple formulations within there, going from serums, concentrates, day creams. And we change our formulation depending on your skin type as well as skin age as well. Because obviously, the older we get, the greater support we need in further ingredients.
Okay. And if someone is listening to this and they're thinking, right, I need to start using hyaluronic acid pronto, are they going to see an instant result?
No. So actually, I'll go back on that. It depends on what result you're looking for. So obviously we're talking about aging now. No, you won't get an instant result. There's a lot of misinformation in our industry. And I think it's really important for me as a representative of a company to ensure that people see an accurate claim and accurate results in our products. So by using an active ingredient like hyaluronic acid, using it within a hydrating product, you will get instant hydration to your skin. You will see maybe an instant benefit in radiance or a nice dewy effect in your skin, but you won't see an instant reduction in the visible signs of aging. With that, you need to stick with it and do, honestly, stick with it. Compliance is key within skincare. So after 2 weeks, if it doesn't work, don't throw it away. Really right. Do give it a go. Wait 4 to 8 weeks. Then if you don't see a result, then question it. So for me, stick with it. Use it every single day. So your body naturally degrades its own HA production and it loses HA every day. So you need to keep putting it back in. So if you stop for a day, you could, you know, you then have to start again from scratch.
It's like with anything I always say to listeners, if you start any kind of new regime, you have to be consistent for a certain amount of time to begin to see results. Now, you mentioned something there about the body, naturally it degrades in the body, but hyaluronic acid is something that we make naturally in our body. So in terms of anti-aging, is it something that we can use at any age, even before we see the signs of aging?
Yeah, so there's a lot of data looking at HA in the body and the quantities we have. The body has a huge amount, especially in the embryonic phase. So whilst we're in development, there's a lot of talk about why HA is there. When we talk about babies having plump cheeks, there's a lot of relation to HA with that. There's a high concentration of the skin. And once we start hitting our 20s, as with unfortunately most things when we talk about aging, the same with collagen and elastin, it starts to degrade. Your body starts to produce less of it. And you're more exposed to environmental aggressors or free radicals, which then are also harmful to HA, helps kickstart the degradation even further. So, yes, you're going to have more of it in your skin when you're in your early 20s compared to in your 40s or 50s, but it's a wonder active ingredient. It could be used at any time. So, for people who are in their teens or early 20s, HA generally is not an oily or an occlusive ingredient. So it's a great ingredient to be used on problematic skin because it's not going to add additional oil.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Or aggravate or exacerbate any of the symptoms. And obviously then as you hit your late into your 20s, you're going to be exposed more to free radicals and signs of aging, then it's perfect. But it's one that can be used throughout your lifetime. I think the benefit with HA is that it can be added or mixed with a lot of other active ingredients. And as we age, you need more ingredients to really help counteract or reduce the signs of aging.
It's like you're reading my mind, because my next question is, how can it be used with other topical anti-aging ingredients? And are there any that it partners particularly well with?
Yeah, there are quite a few it partners particularly well with. And there's some that we think more about the storage of it doesn't always work. But there's tend to be this three holy grails of aging from a dermatologist perspective. And generally, you know, us skin intellectuals agree with this. It's vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and retinol. So HA works really well with both of those. So in your regime, and it works really well on the skin. With vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E works really well with acids. We do talk about with glycolic as an example, it can degrade HA if it's stored together in a product. So we actually do have a product that mixes HA and glycolic, but we keep them separate until it's applied to the skin. So therefore it doesn't degrade in the packaging. But HA is a wonder ingredient. It can really work so well with various other active ingredients as part of your skincare regime. Mix them together.
And because I do think of hyaluronic acid as this moisturizer, as this very simple thing, even though you have explained it as slightly more complicated, this might seem like a daft question, but if you use it with other actives, it's not going to dilute them, is it?
No. Okay. No. So layering can be, you know, can be key with this. And how you use them together, but it's not going to dilute the effect. And we have evidence that shows that HA can actually help support certain actives to help support them penetrate the skin better. So it's all about what we call bioavailability. It improves the skin's texture and support, allowing it to absorb ingredients more readily.
And just for listeners' benefit, you've talked about it pairing really well with vitamin C and retinol. In terms of layering, what's the order that you recommend?
So my personal preference, just so your listeners know, so I'm not from an expert kind of beauty background where I've worked with consumers for a long time discussing layering. I think about it more from a science and the skin side. But for me personally, I always start with kind of a HA serum for me personally, and then I will add the vitamin C on top when we're talking about the morning. Mm-hmm. Or obviously the benefit of the product that I use personally, which is the Eucerin product, vitamin C booster, we combine Vit C and HA together. So especially for somebody like me who vitamin C can, as an active, cause some sensitivity issues in my skin personally. So the benefit of it being mixed in a more oily emulsion with HA, it reduces sensitivity for my skin. And then when we look more as an evening approach, then if you're using a topical like a retinol, then again, that can be mixed together. So you can generally add cleanse the face, retinol, and then add the HA on top. More in the evening, I'd apply it more in a richer cream variant, because obviously retinol will dry out the skin. The cream will therefore help provide additional moisture, especially if it's got something like HA, which is known to also have some skin regeneration properties in the evening.
That's good intel. Thank you so much. Now, you mentioned the product that combines glycolic and hyaluronic acid. And I must admit, when I saw that one, well, I'm presuming, is it the peeling night serum?
Yes.
Because I thought, hyaluronic acid and a peel? Surely not, because peeling isn't something, or resurfacing, which is what my brain computes, isn't something I would necessarily associate with hyaluronic acid.
No, I think those who are unaware of it as an active ingredient can sometimes be scared of it because it has acid in its name, but it's not a resurfacing acid. Hyaluronic acid is a natural moisturizing factor. So glossary, that is what we call an NMF. Please go back to our previous podcast to listen to that conversation. But it's a great moisturizing ingredient. It doesn't resurface. So as I said, it can be paired very well with certain ingredients. So if we're discussing acid and skin exfoliation, then you're renewing the skin. So also it's a great opportunity to be able to apply moisture and something like hyaluronic acid as for us a short chain molecule deeper into the skin. And HA does have evidence to show some skin regeneration properties, which is a real benefit when you are using alpha hydroxy acids to exfoliate the skin. And we've also, the wonder of the night peeling serum is that it's a dual chambered serums. So we keep the hyaluronic acid, very highly concentrated serum, very separate to the acid peel until it's pumped out and applied onto the skin. So it's freshly activated on application, therefore providing a really kind of high concentration, but yet kind to sensitive skin acid peel with a hydration booster of hyaluronic acid.
You mentioned short chain. Did you mean the glycolic then?
No. So we have short chain HA.
Right.
Short chain HA. And then we have a mix of glycolic and lactic acid and polylactone acids within there.
I see. Sorry. I got a little bit confused with my acids then. Now, can you use hyaluronic acid successfully and with good results around the eye, for example? Because as you say, using an acid can, as you say, it's a moisturizing mm-hmm. acid, but a lot of people might stumble over the idea of using something acidy near their eye area. What do you suggest?
Yeah, so naturally people do have a concern about putting acids near their eye or other ingredients like vitamin C and retinol, and that's wise to do so until you know if it's safe to use around the eye or knowing your sensitivity. But HA is a great product to be placed near the eye. So the first visible signs of aging generally tend to appear around the eye, crow's feet, or just becoming a bit more crepey skin. So hence why we do have eye creams designed for that. So not all face, there's a lot of conversation about whether do you need an eye cream or not, can't you just use a face moisturizer, whereas not all face products have been tested on the eye area. So for an example, around your eye has far less oil glands than the rest of your face, so you may actually need a slightly oilier product for your eye. You also need, because it's thinner skin, the penetrations might be different compared to a product that's got to be used on your cheeks. So for me, it's a great opportunity to use an eye cream. For especially our eye creams, they are clinically tested by ophthalmologists to ensure they're safe to be used right up to the eye. And HA is a fantastic product to really penetrate the skin, help to hydrate it, which reduces the dark circles, but also helps kind of fight those first visible signs with the crow's feet. And you really need, you know, elastin and collagen and structure around the eyes. And things like short chain hyaluronic acid, it naturally stimulates the body's production of HA. So you're applying a active ingredient into the skin, but it's also causing your body to kickstart its own production, which is really beneficial on thin skin around the eye. And now we see a lot more data that also short chain hyaluronic acid increases fibroblast regeneration and elasticity regeneration in the skin. So it's really providing that great boost to somewhere, as I said, that you get your first visible signs of. So for me, yes, an eye cream is a great HA product.
Can we lean into the geekery there, and could you explain a little bit about the fibroblast, please?
Oof, here we go. So we talk about it. It's all about the skin cell, the cells within the skin, and within your fibroblasts, this is where you find your collagen and your elastin proteins. So it's the structure of the skin. So as I talked about scaffolding previously, let's keep with the architectural theme. This is kind of almost the foundation. So, and as we age, your fibroblasts degrade. So this is where you lose your collagen, your HA, and your elastin. So as I said, something like HA is really good at helping to boost that and kickstart your body's natural production of it. So we can see with things like short chain hyaluronic acid, within our products, we see over a 250% boost in natural HA production after a single use. But obviously that degrades daily, so you need to keep that going. It's there to support the active ingredients we're applying into the skin.
Now, we are talking about several ingredients in this series, but I'm already getting the sense that hyaluronic acid might be your favourite.
It's one of them for definite. I've worked with hyaluronic acid for a long time in my career, within the kind of cosmetic industry. So, and it's one I love. because it just, it works well with my skin. And I love talking about it because it's one that people understand and they're excited to discuss. Rather, if I talk about a very rogue active ingredient, which does amazing scientific changes to skin types, but ultimately people just glaze over. HA, people get it. And it's, you know, the benefit of the mass market, it's made it a far more aware ingredient.
And you said earlier as well, you speak to a lot of consumers. And so I'm guessing that a lot of the feedback you get will be, oh my goodness, the next morning my skin looked, which is a nice thing to hear, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I dropped 20 years in one night, which is lovely to hear. Because the confidence you have, you know, for me, you've got to be confident in your age. So this is what skincare products regarding aging are there for, to make you feel confident so you shine. And if you're happy with your skin, you'll shine internally. And that's what I love talking to consumers, because you can see how happy they are. So there'll be a lot of conversations about HA, which active ingredients to use, how to regime, how to layer, and then obviously which product in our assortment is best for them. Because we do have a very big assortment for aging skin. Yeah. And we have obviously the Hyaluron family, and then within that we have three separate pillars. So I do spend a lot of time advising which product perhaps is more suitable for them.
How many products are there? Because I remember counting them and thinking, that's one, you don't have to say a specific number, but it's quite a vast family of products, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're in our mid-20s to 30 products fully in anti-age.
Dylan, I can tell, is thinking, goodness, I can't count the ones that I'm not allowed to talk about yet.
Yes, very true. And I can't even talk about certain ones yet, which is always challenging with me because I love to talk. Mm-hmm. But we do have a vast range. And I'm sure people will look at it and go, do you really need all that? And we wouldn't produce it if we didn't feel there was a need for it. We do a lot of research to find a gap. And there are various skin types. So, you know, if we talk about oily skin or dry skin or how skin adapts as we age. And, you know, we can talk about whether people just need a hydration or a radiance kick for first signs, or vitamin C for antioxidative effect. Mm. You could talk about acid peels. And then we move more into kind of more advanced active ingredients with volume giving. So we have an ingredient that's called Magnolol within one of our anti-age assortment. It's it comes from magnolia flower, and that boosts your adipocytes, so your fat cells in your skin, to give a little lift. And then we move more into a great range, I feel, is elasticity. So we have a Hyaluron filler plus elasticity is a gold range. And that is, it was originally designed for postmenopausal skin, but it's designed for now for the kind of the older skin range where you need additional ingredients which provide elasticity and collagen boost and have great antioxidant strengths. Mm. So our products are there to mix and match depending on your skin concern and which signs of aging you want to counteract.
This is why you love it so much, because it's actually so powerful and is the backbone for achieving quite a lot in skincare and getting good results.
It is, and it's great products you can mix and match with other concerns as well. So they all work very well together. But if you're ever in doubt, ask is always don't. It's something I see quite often where I will see emails or direct messages from consumers saying, I've just bought these 15 products. Which do I use? Don't feel you have to buy everything. If you're unsure, there are always experts either within stores or ourselves we should contact to ask. Make sure you're comfortable that you're using the right product for your skin.
That's such a good point. And actually, as we come to the end of this conversation about hyaluronic acid, I should say that the links to the ranges that we've discussed, to the products that we've discussed, will be in the show notes, but also perhaps we'll put a direct link to those resources so that if somebody who does want to chat with someone from Eucerin, they can find out a little bit more and describe in detail their own skin needs so that they can make the right choices.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Lovely. It's always so nice chatting to you, Dylan. Thanks for coming back on.
I always really enjoy it. Just allow me just to talk and let all the geek come out.
You're in a safe place here, my friend. I will, of course, put the links to you, Yusorin, and everything else in the show notes. This has been a delightful. I can't wait for you to come back to talk about what we're talking about next, which I won't tease just yet, but it's going to be a good one.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Thank you so much and see you soon.
Thanks, Emma.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.